From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listener, how are you today? I hope you are fine and I will accompany you with 60 minutes ahead for today's edition. And we'd like to present some programs started with news, commentary and other soft information as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop song. Listener, we begin our program with news. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequencies shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Public discipline has been declining in terms of the observance of COVID-19 health protocols in nearly all Indonesian regions. According to Chief of the Task Force for COVID-19 Handling, Lieutenant General Doni Monardo. This has sparked an increase in new infection, he said at an online talk show on the post-pandemic outlook for Indonesia. Public discipline in almost all regions has shown a decline. In early November, public adherence to the rule on wearing face masks can reach 86.18%, but in the next few weeks, it started to decline. The task force page, public adherence to the rule on wearing masks at 80.48% on December 24, 2020, while discipline in maintaining physical distancing fell to 76.87% from 81.81% in November. Indonesia has banned travelers from Britain and tightened the rules for those arriving from Europe and Australia to try to limit the spread of a new coronavirus variant, a circular issued by the country's COVID-19 task force this week. Foreigners arriving from Britain, where a coronavirus variant is spreading rapidly, would not be allowed entrance. Travelers from Europe and Australia must bring a negative swab test result, be tested upon arrival, and even if that is the test is negative, and quarantine for 5 days. Doni Monardo, the head of the task force, told a radio talk show on Thursday, the new rules for Europe and Australia followed an indication virus variant was spreading there. The circular is effective until January 8. The Indonesian military TNI has readied a Hercules plane to transport Jayapura residents keen on returning home to Wamena to ring in Christmas. Commander of the Silas Papare Air Base, Commodore Budi Ahmadi, stated that it is true that they have readied a TNI or Indonesian Air Force Hercules plane to transport residents keen to celebrate Christmas in Wamena. The air transport assistance was a response to a request put forward by Chief of the Interreligious Ulang. The air transport assistance was a response to a request put forward by Chief of the Interreligious Harmony Communication Forum of the Papua Chapter Priest Lipius Binilux to TNI Chief Marshal Hadi Cahyanto. As reported by Antara, the Hercules plane began transporting Wamena-bound travelers free of charge. Owing of the limited capacity, the plane only transported residents who have received a recommendation from the Interreligious Harmony Communication Forum. The residents are mandated to follow health protocols by securing a COVID-19-free certificate. Chief of the Afghanistan High Council for National Reconciliation, HCNR, Abdullah Abdullah, is hopeful that Indonesia will host the Asian Inter-Ulema Dialogue that will also involve Taliban ulemas. Abdullah highlighted his expectation at a meeting with former Indonesian Vice President Yusuf Kalla in the capacity as chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Council at the Sofidar Palace in Kabul, Afghanistan. He noted in written statement on Thursday that they appeal to use of color together the ulemas, Taliban and Indonesian ulemas, to speak on Islam's understanding of violence. As the Indonesian Mosque Council Chairman, Yusuf Kala must have influence and integrity towards ulemas. Indonesia and Afghanistan have several comments, including the presence of ulema, who still have a place in the Muslim community. Let's move on to the international news. Pope Francis celebrated a low-key Christmas Eve Mass made somber by the coronavirus pandemic on Thursday and said people should feel obliged to help the needy because Jesus himself was born a poor outcast. The Mass was held in a rear section of St. Peter's Basilica with fewer than 100 participants and only a small number of cardinals and bishops. It is usually held in the main section of the Basilica and attended by up to 10,000 people, including the diplomatic corps representing nearly 200 countries. Everyone except the Pope and small choir wore a mask during the Mass, which began 2 hours earlier than usual so that even the limited number of people who attended could return home by a 10 p.m. curfew. The restrictions mean people will not be able to go to St. Peter's Square or Basilica. All papal events between December 24th and January 6th are taking place indoors with little or no public participation and being live-streamed on the internet and broadcast on television. Britain clinched a narrow Brexit trade deal with the European Union on Thursday, just 7 days before it exits one of the world's biggest trading blocs in its most significant global shift since the loss of the empire. The deal agreed more than 4 years after Britain voted by a slim margin to leave the bloc, offers a way out of a chaotic final to a divorce that has shaken the 70-year project to forge European unity from the ruins of the World War II. It will preserve Britain's zero tariffs and zero quota access to the bloc's single market of 450 million consumers, but will not prevent economic pain and disruption for the United Kingdom or for the European Union member states. Many aspects of Britain's future relationship with the European Union remain to be hammered out. The UK formally left the European Union on January 31st, but has since been in a transition period under which rules on trade, travel and business remain unchanged until the end of this year. Iran has won U.S. approval to transfer funds for coronavirus vaccine from overseas, the central bank chief said on Thursday as its daily death toll fell to a three-month low. Central Bank Governor Abdul Nasser Hemati said an Iranian bank had received banking from the U.S. Treasury Office of Foreign Assets Control to transfer the money to a Swiss bank to pay for the vaccine. There was no immediate U.S. reaction to Hemati's remark. Hemati said Iran would pay around $244 million for initial imports of 16.8 million doses of vaccine from COVAX, a multi-agency group dedicated to ensuring fair access to vaccine for low- and middle-income countries. Iranian officials have said repeatedly that U.S. sanctions are preventing them from making payments to COVAX, to which some 190 economies have signed up. Iran's chief of arms began registering volunteers this week for human trials of the country's first domestic COVID-19 candidate, Iranian media reported, as a factional dispute appeared to be brewing over the use of imports. Lizra, that was the news. The atmosphere of Christmas celebration in South England amid the outbreak of the new corona variant, which is said to originate from the region, is really hard to imagine. Although there is no official data on whether the British variant corona is more dangerous than COVID-19, its contagious power has proven to be devastating. Today, more than 1,000 people in Southeast England have been infected. In fact, it is said that the anxieties about this corona strain has started to spread up to the US. The Christmas celebration this time feels different because people choose to stay at home due to the new coronavirus. The probability of this virus entering the United States is a prediction from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. The new COVID-19 variant, named SARS-CoV-2, is even said to have spread to Africa, with temporary findings attacking young people there. But it has not been proven whether SARS-CoV-2 is more deadly or not. However, the spreading power is said to be very fast. Last Thursday, the virus was found in Singapore. Anticipating the spread of coronavirus, whether the COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, the Indonesian government also urges people not to travel far and stay at home during the holidays and celebration of Christmas and New Year's. Various countries have now started vaccinating their citizens. It is hoped that this vaccine will later be able to overcome COVID-19, including the various possibilities for the emergence of other new variants such as SARS-CoV-2. It seems that this Christmas 2020 celebration must indeed be passed with deeper prayers and hope, so that this deadly virus is erased from the face of the earth. That was commentary. I'm Nuka Kusumawati.
Listener, we start from a history. On December 25th, 1914, the Christmas truce of World War I was enforced. The Christmas truce occurred on Christmas Day between German, British, and French troops during World War I in 1914. The armistice on the Western Front on December 25th, 1914 was carried out by British and German troops. In the week leading up to the holiday, French, German, and British soldiers crossed the trench to exchange greetings. In some areas, soldiers from both sides gathered on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day to mingle and exchange food and souvenirs. Those playing football provide impressive pictures of the truce. Next turn to history on December 25, 1927, the Vietnam Nationalist Party was founded. Vietnam Quoc San Dang, or Vietnam Party, or Vietnam Kuomintang, is a moderate socialist and nationalist political party that fought for independence from French colonial rule in Vietnam in the early 20th century. Vietnam Quoc Dan Dang, or VNQDD, was formed at a meeting in Hanoi on December 25, 1927, with Nguyen Thai Hoc as the party's first leader. It was Vietnam's first domestic development revolutionary party, founded 3 years before the Indochina Communist Party. We end with a history. On December 25, 1989, Nicolae Ceaușescu, former communist dictator of Romania, was executed. Nicolae Ceaușescu is a Romanian politician who was Secretary General of the Romanian Communist Party from 1965 to 1989, President of the State Council from 1967, and President of Romania from 1974 to 1989. The beginning of his rule as a President of Romania was marked by an open policy towards Western Europe and the United States, which was different from other state Warsaw Pact countries during the Cold War. The second decade of Ceausescu's reign was marked by increasing personality cult and deteriorating relations with the West and the Soviet Union. The Ceausescu regime was overthrown in December 1989. Along with his wife, Nicolae Ceausescu were executed on December 25, 1989. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Sudah serindu ku di dekatmu, ada di setiap pagi, di sepanjang harimu. Tak mungkin bila engkau tak tahu, bila ku menyimpan rasa yang ku pendam sejak lama. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku melihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan, bualan cinta dan masa depan. Engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Depan pintu dan tak ada lagi tutur manis ku merayumu. Setiap pagi ku menunggu di depan pintu, siapkan senyum terbaikku agar cerah harimu. Cukup bagiku lihatmu tersenyum manis di setiap pagimu, siangmu, malammu. Sesaat dia datang, pesona bagai pangeran, dan beri kau harapan, bualan cinta dan masa depan. Engkau lupakan aku, semua usahaku, semua pagi kita, semua malam kita. Bila kini nyatanya engkau memilih dia, takkan lagi ku sebodoh ini larut di dalam angan, angan tanpa tujuan.
Well, for listener, you've listened to the song and you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. In today's edition, I'd like to give you another segment, My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The governments of Indonesia and Turkey agreed to continue negotiations on a comprehensive cooperation agreement ITSEPA, targeted for completion in 2021, as mandated by the two leaders of Indonesia and Turkey. The Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs, Retno Marsudi, after meeting with Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu at the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs Jakarta last Tuesday, said that Indonesia and Turkey started the ITSEPA negotiations in January 2018 in Jakarta, a few months after the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, made a state visit to Ankara in July 2017. So far, the two countries have concluded the fourth round of ITSEPA negotiations, which took place on January 30th until 31st, 2020 in Ankara, Turkey. During the meeting, the delegations of the two countries discussed plans to reduce and eliminate tariffs, as well as various issues related to customs, quarantine of goods, legal affairs, trade facilities, and security. Meanwhile, Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Cavusoglu said that his country agreed to increase the value of investment in Indonesia. Cavusoglu said the total trade volume between the two countries had only reached $1.5 billion, or around 21.2 trillion rupiahs. Therefore, the two countries have agreed to increase the total trade value to $10 billion, or around 141.45 trillion rupiahs, through the ITSEPA Comprehensive Trade Agreement and various other partnerships. Mevlut Cavusoglu emphasized that Turkish companies are interested in investing in Indonesia even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic situation. Regarding this, Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed that the Indonesian government welcome the interest of Turkish investors, which continue to increase. The minister also said that the two countries are currently discussing several cooperation projects in the fields of shipping, agriculture, and infrastructure. According to her, after a virtual meeting between the Indonesian Minister of Public Works and Public Housing and the Turkish Minister of Trade last July, she saw the great interest of Turkish construction companies to invest in infrastructure development in Indonesia, particularly in toll road and dam projects. Minister Retno Marsudi also discussed cooperation in the defense industry. Last week, Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto visited Turkey to discuss opportunities for cooperation in the fields of technology and industry. Since last June, Indonesia and Turkey have started intensive talks to build cooperation in the aerospace industry, electric cars, rocket and shuttle launch pad, satellites, satellite launch vehicles, medical and pharmaceutical technology. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Ku akan akrobat dengan hidung merah tomat. Jangan sampai terlambat, kostumku siap, hati-hati kau terpikat. Oh, bercinta dengan singa terlatih, bersepeda roda satu, menari, menari di atas tali. Takut jatuh, takut jatuh. Aku lebih takut jatuh tanpa dirimu. Musikku terus berbunyi, tubuhku terus atraksi, walaupun ingin kau datang saksikan ku di balada sirkus. Wajahku tertutup make up, kempas tubuhmu akan aku tangkap. Hadirmu membuatku lengkap, namun rasaku padamu takkan pernah terungkap. Tak apa, asal kau tertawa. Musikku terus berbunyi, tubuhku terus atraksi. Walaupun tak tahu pasti adakah kau datang malam ini. Musikku di balada sirkus. Musikku terus berbunyi, tubuhku terus atraksi. Walau ku tak tahu pasti adakah kau datang malam ini. Musikku terus berbunyi, tubuhku terus atraksi. Walau ku tak tahu pasti adakah kau akan datang. Ku ingin kau datang, adakah kau akan datang. Aku ingin kau datang, kan ku di balada sirkus.
You are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, then we would like to present next segment, Indonesia Wonder, about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, I'm going to introduce Popor Cheesecake, a typical Christmas culinary in Ambon. To celebrate Christmas, Christians in many regions in Indonesia have also installed various Christmas decorations, such as Christmas trees, bells, Santa Claus statues, and various other Christmas decorations. Besides decorating the house with various Christmas ornaments, Christians in Indonesia also prepare various culinary of Christmas. For Christians in Ambon, they make popcorn. They think that Christmas is incomplete. For Christians in Ambon, they make popcorn. They think that Christmas is incomplete if they haven't served popcorn cheesecake. Listener, popper cheesecake is actually adapted from a typical Dutch cake called popper cheesecake. Its shape is like pancakes but smaller in size, so it is often called mini pancake. This cake is made from wheat flour, yolk, baking powder, liquid milk, butter, and salt. Uniquely, pumpkin is also added to this cake dough. If this cake is going to be served, it is sprinkled with sugar. Then there are also people who add it with ice cream, honey, or grated cheese. The cake texture is smooth and soft, and it tastes sweet. In spite of the small shape, this cake makes you full. For Ambonese people, this cake is a must cake for Christmas celebrations. It is usually eaten by the family members in the morning. Moreover, this cake is also usually prepared for visiting guests. It goes without saying that if Christmas comes, you can find this popo cheesecake in every Christian home in Ambon. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you next time.
Do 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 do. yang penting dia mulai tahu. Sungguh aku mengharapkan cintanya.
You've just listened to the third pop song, and for next segment, we'll present to you Miss Eleni. So stay tuned for a listener on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Listeners, our segment Miss Eleni for today has a topic: Christmas celebration in Indonesia. Christmas is celebrated by around 10% of Indonesia's 270 million people, predominantly Muslim population. This year's Christmas celebration in Indonesia is certainly different from the previous ones. The Indonesian government has appealed for the public not to celebrate Christmas and New Year in public places because of the spike in COVID-19 cases. During the pandemic, the hope of Christians to worship Christmas at church has not yet been fulfilled. Most churches hold virtual Christmas Mass. Some churches that hold Christmas Mass apply specific health protocols, such as bringing in swabs or limiting the number of congregations. However, it is hoped that the Christmas celebration will be solemn and joyful. Amid the COVID-19 pandemic, a number of regions in Indonesia are preparing to welcome Christmas 2020 by making unique Christmas trees. The installation of a 12-meter-high Christmas tree with three-dimensional lights at Jalan Tamrin 10 in Jakarta starts from 23rd December 2020 to 1st January 2021. The Catholic Christ King Church in Surabaya, East Java, decorated a Christmas tree with masks and hand sanitizers in an effort to raise public awareness about the COVID-19 pandemic. Starting with a bamboo frame, church congregants and a local Muslim community decorated the tree with hundreds of colorful donated masks and hand sanitizers. It took a week to complete the 3-meter-tall tree. Tourism attractions that are usually crowded during the Christmas and New Year holidays will be closed this year to reduce the rate of transmission of COVID-19. The places are like Ancol Dreamland in North Jakarta, the National Monument or Monas in Central Jakarta, and the Ragunan Zoo in South Jakarta. That was Miss Seleni.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, in today's music corner, I'm going to present you a regional song from East Kalimantan entitled Tingkilan Warisan Etam. This song tells about the art of tingkilan, an art which is a medium for admonishing, greeting, or as a medium for interacting through songs. This almost extinct art has inspired a young man, Arif Fajrianur, to create a song namely Tingkilan Warisan Etam, or in English, it means Tingkilan, our heritage. This song aims to remind the people of East Kalimantan to keep preserving this art. Here is Raisa Sharla Martisa with the song entitled Tingkilan Warisan Etam. Enjoy the song. Thank you.
kata yang telah terucap.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your attention. And after this English language program broadcasting, we will give another interesting information. So stay tuned with us at Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.vianews.id. Listener, do not forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia and Instagram account at voice.of.indonesia or our Twitter account at voiindonesia. And you can also give your criticism and suggestion to our email address voi@vianews.id.